Let us compose our mind, yeah? Develop the faith, sadha, viriya, and mindfully we shall chant the salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dhatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, dhatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, dhatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, dhatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Abhisu vichachara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya majjhamadhana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Jhana, Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you all can be
seated. You all can be seated.
You can sit on your cushion. What is it? It's okay. Never mind. It's okay. Yeah. I just have to bend this. Okay, what we will do is we will have half an hour of meditation. Somebody explain to Sufu. Later only we explain what we do. So just relax body and mind. I will set the alarm for half an hour of silent meditation. Okay. Just give me a minute. Okay. I will set the alarm for half an hour. When you hear the alarm, I need Padmasuri, the bell. Can pass me the bell? Where is Padmasuri? Pass me the bell. Okay, just relax body and mind. Whatever posture that is most conducive, you can try them. If your cushion is the other direction, you can sit facing the other direction also can, no problem. Or you can turn your cushion like some of them, they have done it. Whichever is more convenient. You find it more convenient the other way around, you sit the other way around, no problem. Whatever posture that is conducive. The most important thing is to develop the faith, sadha, virya, then relax. Just silent everything. And if your spiritual faculty or sadha, virya, sati, samadhi is really there, you just silent, relax, your mind will settle down and you will develop the meditation. But you still need to train your mind. You need to use anapanasati or whatever method or technique that can help you develop the sati or the mindfulness. Use it. Train your mind. Then develop it until it becomes very stable. Whatever happens, just relax into it. Then silent everything. Then for those who still have mental hindrance, if you cannot settle down and meditate, then you can use the preliminary, what they call, Fang Pian Fa is what they call skillful means to calm yourself down. You can just silence everything, then close your eye, develop the mind sweeping method. As you develop it, you just feel, relax, maintain awareness. Then after that, when you sweep from your forehead down to your facial muscle, then to help you relax, you can radiate loving kindness, metta. Then when you can radiate love and metta, there will be joy, there will be happiness. Then you will be able to have this, what they call, well-being inside your mind. So if you develop that type of training, the mind will settle down because you only relax aware, there is no more thinking. Then when you radiate metta, it's our usual way, starting with yourself, wishing yourself well-being and happiness. Then you extend to all the other beings. Then after that, you continue with the mind-sweeping method until you settle down. Then silent everything and meditate. Okay? I will ring the bell, then you start your meditation. Then half an hour's time, there will be another alarm. Then I will ring the bell for a second time. Okay, you can start your meditation now. There is also the Amitabha chanting in the distance. You can follow that too if you want to. Develop the faith with Amitabha Buddha, then develop the mindfulness. The awareness and the chanting become one. You will settle down very fast. Okay. Now the chanting has changed, I think. Whatever it is, if you find the chanting conducive, you can use them. If not, just let it be. Then develop your own meditation. can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner calmness, inner peacefulness, and inner awareness for as long as you can. Then we need to carry this state that we have developed or trained into our daily mindfulness to develop the sati sampajana, or mindfulness and clear comprehension of all action or movement in the present moment, to develop the heedfulness as taught by the Buddha. To be heedful, we need to be ever mindful. And to be ever mindful, we need to train our mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it. Then when this mind becomes very quiet without thought, it's a free mind in sati, then it will develop a stability of sati that can become samadhi. Then as samadhi becomes very quiet, very still, then the mind will enter paucity. Paucity is the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind that can awaken to the universal characteristics of impermanent, suffering state, non-self, or empty nature existence. In the Mahayana tradition, it's called Wu Chang Ku Wu Wong, or Kong. So all this, you will come to understand. Like what the Buddha said, without heedfulness, you are as if dead. The heedful are as if dead. So Dhammapada verse 21, 22, and 23 are very important. The Buddha always reminds us, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So without heedfulness, there is no meditation. Without heedfulness, there is no awakening. Without heedfulness, you can't see your mind. You cannot understand what is going on within your five aggregate of form and mind. So this is the aspect of the Dhamma that we have to constantly remind ourselves when we do the meditation. So today we have to end early, otherwise we don't have much time, because Sufu, they all say 4:30, they will have the chanting. So we will do the closing puja now. Then after that we rejoice. Then we will meet up with Sufu. Then maybe we can have some introduction by Sufu of the temple way place. Then later on he will take us to see that Golden Buddha, which is a very unique. I was told when Ur came last month, it was not ready. They are still doing some repair work. But according to Sufu, it's already done up. So you all have good affinity. Then on behalf of all kind of metta, I would like to express our gratitude towards the Sufu and the temple committee of this Golden Buddha temple for allowing us to use this beautiful way place to have our short meditation and short chanting session, which is very conducive and is a great experience. So we would like to rejoice by thanking them the usual way. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. After somebody helped to translate, so we will do the sharing of merit first. Let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed through our half an hour meditation, followed by some form of chanting and some sharing. And we would like to share this merit with all beings, starting with the devas. Aka sata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakan tu loka sasana eta wata ca amehi sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idam me jatinam hotu sukhita hantu jatayo idam me jatinam hotu sukhita hantu jatayo idam me jatinam hotu sukhita hantu jatayo Imena punyam kamena vame bala samagamo satam samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Let us now pay respect to Tripajama. We will do the Thai tradition. Arahang sama sabuto bhagava buddhang bhagavantam abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami. Okay. So with that, we will end our session. Thank you.